Next is Sean Mahoney, Conservation Law.
Good evening, Representative Edgecombe and members of the committee. My name is Sean Mahoney, and I am the director of the Conservation Law Foundation. We are opposed to 1798. I'd note that my wife's uncle was Senator Horace Hildreth, who actually introduced the first bill in 1969 to create LARC and spoke today. So this is a family piece as much as it is a professional piece. If it's a long day, I have three quick points to make. We're most concerned about the opt-out provision, and three points about that. First, LARC, much of what LARC does is legal as an adjudicatory body, and I have real concerns as to whether or not the counties, if they opted out, would have the capacity, the fiscal capacity, and the personnel capacity to fulfill that role. Second, before joining the Conservation Law Foundation, I was in private practice for 15 years and represented some of the large landowners in LARC territory, whose land spans several counties. I can't think of anything more difficult or expensive than a permit activity or development before two different boards, a state board and the new LUPC or whatever comes out of the legislation. I would disagree with Steve Schley. I think that would be a very expensive and time-consuming operation. And the third point, and I think most important, is Maine is a small community. And for all the talk of northern Maine and southern Maine, I think no true Mainer would ever resist or begrudge helping other Mainers. You don't hear anybody in your county bemoaning the fact that money goes north to help people in Washington County or vice versa, depending upon the circumstances. I think just as everybody who's driving home to Maine from vacations looks and sees a Maine license plate, they don't think, do they live in the UT or do they live in the organized territories? To provide the potential to balkanize the UT is wrong. It's not going to improve the economy. It's not going to assuage hard feelings. And it's not going to serve the interests of future generations. So we'd urge you to not pass 1798. Thank you.
Any questions for Sean? Thank you, Sean.